an asshole.
All right, I have somewhat of a hypocritical request because it's been ages since I've studied these countries. And also, I've never visited these countries. And so I can only go off of what has been reported to me, what I've studied, what I've researched, and what I've seen, as well as living here in a Western first world country. And I'll tell you this. I can't speak for myself, nor can I speak for you, because ain't nobody of us going to know until we get boots on the ground. And so whereas someone like Modern Life John, who absolutely loves Japan, I would take his advice over mine. If you want, I'm sure he maybe would chime in here or something like that. So this is just speculation. This is the problem with the economy. It's like, oh God, these sanctimonious. Have you ever visited there? No, but I've poured through enough data and research reports to kind of know I don't want to go to Venezuela. I don't need to know. I don't need to go visit, Iraq to know I don't want to go there. All right. It's common criticism I get from rich, spoiled kids in the burb. Dude, did you visit? No, did you? Well, shut up. Anonymous writes, hi, Aaron, I made a small donation. Let me know if you receive it. What are your thoughts on first world Asian countries being better to live than in first world Western countries due to a more traditional society, better quality of women, more sustainable ideology? Please keep me anonymous. I wish I started watching your videos 10 years ago. My life would have been so much better. And I said, yeah, so would have mine. So I had to kind of, okay, well, what are the first world Asian countries? And apparently there's only, culturally speaking, they include Australia and New Zealand. But South Korea, Japan, Singapore, and Taiwan. I wanted to make sure that was the only ones. And so here's a list, I think. Oh, these are not the first world. Ghana, Equatorial Guinea. First world. There we go. It's only halfway down the page. Norway, Switzerland, Australia, Iceland, Germany. Oh, Ireland's up there. Huh, I didn't know that. Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, South Korea. Yeah. And now we're Argentina. Yeah, okay. All right, so we're... we're not. So those were the ones. Those were the four. All right. So, okay. Now here's where the spitballing begins. Culturally, yes, they are superior to the West. Oh, they're different. Yeah. And you know what? They're better. They're superior. They value humans more. That isn't to say there isn't corruption or there's problem. And if you go to South Korea, by the way, that's changing. South Korea, there's, somewhat of a rather tense sex war going on where it's the same thing that women don't, they're disinterested in men, they're disinterested in traditional gender roles, but it's not all about the girl saw. I'm also talking work ethic. Koreans, Japanese, Singaporeans, and I don't know about the Taiwanese. Athan would be able to speak to that. They all work more hours. I could pull it up on the OECD, but they're traditional. They work more. They value family. And there's K-pop, okay. There's some decay, and I don't think they're all in the upward trend either, but you know what? I bet you there's not one piece of human feces on the sidewalks in any of their major metros right now. Their crime is lower. I'm not even saying I necessarily would like the culture, but at least I'm not going to get knifed. At least I'm not going to get shot. Traffic is probably horrible in these places as well. Their finances, I don't know. I think Japan has worse finances than the United States. Let's take a look at debt to GDP. Uh, 50%. Okay, that's nothing. Taiwan's 33%. Holy cow. Oh, maybe it's a little, that was 2019. So maybe it's a little bit higher. They're just more responsible. They're more mature. They're more responsible. period. That's it. And that, and as I get now, as a younger man, maybe that probably isn't the place you want to go. I think Singapore, you go to jail if you spit on the street or something. So maybe a bit too strict. Kind of like I wasn't too keen on Switzerland. It was too clean. All right. But if I want to be left alone, if I don't want to be robbed, if I don't want to, I want cultural stability. You know, I'd imagine, you know, they're clean. Just look at pictures of Singapore. It's like, it's clean, beautiful architecture. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a better place to live. Having not been there, if I like, where are you going to refugee to? Where's your crypto going? Probably one of those places, but probably not Singapore or probably not South Korea. I always just knew, like, I don't know, something about South Korea, doesn't it? But I'm even looking at, like I said, I'm not necessarily looking at finances even. I'm just looking for cultural stability. And I like warmth. So yes, I am going to visit the Philippines. Yes, I am going to visit Southeast Asia. I may even go to a second world nation such as Malaysia and Indonesia just to check those places out because they're there. But yeah, I of course. I think one of the other things, I think the South Koreans like the South Koreans. I think the Japanese like the Japanese. I think the Taiwanese definitely like the Taiwanese and traditional Chinese culture. And Singaporeans, brief as their history may have been, I guess they have somewhat of a pride there. Americans hate themselves. Can't wait to show everybody else how woke they are by slicing their own wrists. See, I hate myself. Oh, America bad. And I don't know. Well, let's look at the, I know Taiwan and Japan are pretty corrupt. South Korea corruption index. No. Come on. Come on. This is back in the Chaebol days. Oh, God, jeez. All right, South Korea. Sheesh. Not that good. Not that good at all. 33rd. I mean, it's up. It's all right. It's not the worst. Where's Japan? I think Japan's lower. Let's take a look at Taiwan. Taiwan 28th, they're better. Japan 19. Oh, Japan's drastically improved in their corruption. That's good. I wouldn't pick up stakes and move there just yet, but definitely explore. Definitely check out Asian traditional cultures. While you're at it, check out former Soviet bloc cultures. I mean, it's the traditionalism. It's like, do you like yourselves? Are you self-sacrificing yourself and selling future generations down the road because you want to get political favoritism to special interest groups at that time? All right, anything. Boom, done. See you guys later. Toodles.